Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Sidebar with Cindy
on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Welcome to another week of Sidebar Cindy with me, Dr. Cindy Sibe van Sail. The time is 3 minutes past seven. And this evening, on this Monday evening, we are talking about how much do you share with your partner? And is there such a thing as oversharing in relationships?
Medical issues, sex and family,
finance, parenting and emotional development.
Sidebar with Cindy. Sidebar with Cindy. Every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Welcome to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Sibe van Sail. If you're not in Gauteng, you can listen to us on DSTV's audio bouquet, channel 861, or you can visit kayafm.co.za to listen live. If you've missed any of the shows, you can catch the podcasts on FM Rewind at kayafm.co.za. So tonight's topic is about sharing with your partner. So how much is too much? Is there such a thing as oversharing in relationships? So I know that it's important to have relationships where people feel comfortable in opening up with each other. But a lot of people actually struggle with sharing information with their partners. According to an article in Psychology Today, this is what they said. So I'll read out what they said. Letting your partner scroll through your phone or have access to your key passwords implies trust and may symbolize intimacy and connection as well. So whether it's a secret from your past that you're not ready to talk about or an observation that might hurt your partner's feelings, would you share? How much would you share? And is there such a thing as oversharing? You can call us on 086-000-959. You can SMS us on 36959. And we've had a lot of feedback on social media. The hashtag is SideBartCindy and the other hashtag is KayaFMTalk. I have a guest in the studio. And we'll be discussing this. I'll be chatting to Bongani Luvalo. And he's an activist and also he's part of the Cool Dads Foundation. And I'll also be joined online by the author Leroy Dao, who will be discussing this. So good evening, Bongani, and welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Good evening. Yes, Cindy, and good evening to your listeners as well. Yeah.
So I've just been talking about tonight's topic, which is about sharing. You know, how much is too much? Is there such a thing as oversharing? And, you know, would you share your password, whether it's for your cell phone or your laptop or whatever it is, would you share that with your partner, Bongani? I like that laugh.
I've been laughing about this since I spoke to your producer earlier on.
And
I also tried to solicit some views. I think if there's nothing to hide, I think it's two prompts. One, it's if there's nothing that you are hiding, is for entrusting your relationship with the person that you are with. And secondly, if both of you are matured about the life that you both live, whether it be work or the friends that you keep in your social space. If a friend tells me something sensitive and you open Debucho's WhatsApp, can I trust you with that information? You know? I used to work in quite a sensitive environment. And one of the things I always said that on my phone, you can read what is on my phone, but as long as you've been matured about what you find on the phone and you would not pass it to the next person, you know. So I think it's two ways about it. It's a question of there's nothing that you're doing to compromise your relationship, but also to you're trusting your partner with your social life and your professional life, because of what is on the phone would be inclusive of both your social life and also your professional life.
And someone on Twitter has just commented that privacy should not necessarily mean secrecy.
Correct. It goes back to that, to say if you can open a phone. I think one friend of mine was saying he was once caught by a partner and he was asked, who's Cindy? He said, Cindy's a friend. They said, no. So why are you and Cindy chatting all this time, you know? And he said, no, there's nothing happening between the two of us. And then he ended up having to call Cindy and confirm that there's nothing happening between the two of them and said, we will no longer talk to each other, you know? So I think the partner knew now the password and he had not given the passcode. So after
that,
I think ladies are very, very investigative in nature.
I mean, I have a friend who once unlocked her partner's cell phone. He was sleeping and
with a thumb.
Yes.
We think iPhone now. It needs your face, but your face with your eyes opened. So. So the guy asked. So I think post that event, she then went to the guy's phone to really check if there was still a Cindy or there was now a Matlakala on the phone, and then she tried to access the phone. The pin was changed. And then now, so now, not only are you adhering to what I've asked you, you've actually changed your password. Does that mean now you've got something to hide? Are you still continuing with Cindy? Or you've just simply tried to protect your work, and it's quite a dodgy issue. Mm. And it's something that people need to talk about at the beginning of their relationships, to say, this is the kind of life that I live, and these are the kind of things that you'd find. For instance, we've got boys groups, and as boys, we share anything and everything, ethical and unethical, sexual, and the conversations there, they've got no full stop. And if you go through that, and that's the thing about ladies, and I don't want us to make it about ladies, it's about both men and women. Mm. But women tend to throw to us the things that they find out about us. So if Tebogo is a cheater, or there's something that you've discovered on my phone that Tebogo says, you then assume, you say, yeah, that's why you behave like this. Most of you associate Libo Tebogo who do 1, 2, 3, So we've got to find some middle ground of understanding, or these are the things we can accept or not accept,
And I'm really interested. Also, I'm very interested in those unethical WhatsApp groups.
There's also girls as well. I've seen,
Okay, so we joined online by my other guest, Uliroy Tau. Uliroy is an author. He writes a lot about men's issues and so on. Uliroy, thank you so much for joining us on Sidebar Cindy.
Hey, Dr. Cindy, how are you?
Good, I'm good. Thank you. Glad to have you back on the show.
I'm sad that I'm not seeing your face right now, but it's fine.
So, Leroy, as you've heard, the topic is about relationships. It's about sharing. What is too much? What is oversharing? Should people have passwords on each other's, on their phones? And should they be sharing those passwords? And what are your thoughts about this?
Yes, I was listening and I agree. Kana, who do we have in studio tonight?
We have Ubongani.
I agree with Ubongani 100%. It's a delicate situation.
So do you also belong to an unethical WhatsApp group?
I'm going to talk from my experiences and what I've experienced in my relationship. Probably this could help someone else. I'm a public speaker and I deal with relationships. I sell books and I do all of these things. And the majority of people who support my work are women. I was on your show. I was on another station just 2 days ago, and the response you get after they hear you and you connect with something that is emotionally a problem in them, they feel inclined to reach out to say, man, this guy understands me. This is not sexual, this is not relational, this is just someone who just said something that I've been thinking about, worrying about, but put it in such a way that it related to who I am and where I am and what I'm wrestling with. And they reach out, you give out your number, or they track you down sometimes. Sometimes you don't even give out your number, you just give out your handle. And they find a way, because this is what we do for a living. They find a way to find you because you want to be findable at the end of the day.
Okay, but Leroy, so they see this message. So why wouldn't you be able to show your partner messages that
I'm getting this.
Now
that you put yourself out there and you deal with people's issues, and now they connect with you and they have a conversation with you about whatever it is that they are going through. Remember, I can't brush them off, and I can't, this could be business at the end of the day. So now this boils down to the kind of relationship I have with my partner. How long have we been together, and our agreement to such things? Because you can't want access to my phone if we have not had a discussion about, is it okay? Is it my phone, our phone, your phone, our phone, and stuff like that? Because like Bongani was saying, some of us are dealing with people's issues and they are very sensitive. Just in case you come across a text saying that the husband cheated on them and stuff like that, and you happen to know this interview saying that we're talking about, can I trust you enough with people's issues? And at the end of the day, I love what you said when you said that privacy doesn't mean secret. Yes. So now it all boils down to the level of maturity the individuals in the relationship have and the level of maturity the relationship is at. Because there are certain things we cannot expose our partners to until we grow to a particular dimension in a relationship. If we're talking about people who are dating versus people who are married, I would definitely say that husband and wife should have access to each other's phones. I mean, I had a case where the husband passed on and the wife could not get access to the account, could not get access to the phone, didn't even know the PIN of the card nor the phone. So it was an issue for them to claim whatever it is that they needed to claim in a marriage situation. But I just meet this Bongile today at the mall and we happen to go out on two dates and then she's already asking for my password, like Facebook and Instagram.
She doesn't ask, you find her on your phone.
I find her on my phone. Are we at that level of relationship yet? First of all, do I trust you with my emotional state before I trust you with the conversations that I have with other people? It's two-sided. There are those that don't want their partners to have access because they are hiding whatever it is that they are hiding. Mm-hmm. And I think people should just be transparent and honest. But I think it's the level of maturity that the individuals in the relationship have and the maturity that the relationship is at that particular moment in time.
Okay, so going to social media on Twitter, Umama Khanya says, I share a lot with my partner and I honestly wouldn't mind him having my password. I did once and I stopped when I figured I'm oversharing because he doesn't share the same way I do, so he probably has a lot to hide. And then Kawegazi says, we both have access to each other's phones, which is great. And then someone else says that, I've skipped that one. Anyway, Bongani, I mean, Leroy has said a mouthful. Yeah, it's a sensitive topic. I mean, it's interesting that Leroy makes a distinction between a relationship and a marriage. So in a relationship, he feels that, you know, you shouldn't really have access to each other's passwords and so on. But in a marriage, you should. That's interesting. Okay,
it's there are people who, I always say, it's not all of us are going to get married. There are people who do not want to get married. There's a difference between somebody you are dating and somebody you're in a relationship with. And if you're having a relationship with that person, either you are a life partner or you are married or you are engaged.
How? So there has to be there's a distinction.
Yes, on my part.
Okay, that's how you feel.
Yes.
Okay.
If we're dating, we're still trying to understand if we can do something. Let's try it. Let's see where we go.
Okay.
But once we're in a relationship, and we can agree both of us, Bongan, now I don't see the hype around getting married. Can we be life partners? You know, can move in together, buy things together, be as committed as people would say you are committed when you're in marriage, you know. But also, for me, it goes back to, these are a little bit, it looks like it's small things, the phone. Because literally, if our phones carry our entire lives, emails, PIN codes, banks, you know, everything about your life is on your phone or on your tablet or on your computer. If we can't, the other Twitter, you know, was saying earlier on, it feels that the partner doesn't share a lot. You know, if we can't share about, you know, if you arrived at home and you ask your partner, how was your day? And the answer is, it went well. It was fine. And it ends there. And when I ask you, how was your day? You know, my day went well. I met Leroy for my first meeting at 9 o'clock. I couldn't really understand what we really discussed. You elaborate and you're trusting your partner with how your day was. So if you can't conversate and trust each other with the things that you were going through on that particular day, or the state of your emotions, or what your friend has done to you. Because I can't meet you and see Masiho in the passage and I ask you, but what's happening between you and Masiho? Like, Masiho untinne, you know, and that's it. And you would never elaborate. So if you can't elaborate on such things, and trust me with such information, how then do we start trusting each other with what is a file on the phone?
Okay, so if you've just joined us, you're listening to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Siwe Fansale, and I have Ubongani Mluvalo in studio. He's part of the Cool Dads Foundation. I have the author Lire Tawo online, and we're discussing relationships, talking about how much do you share with your partner. Would you let your partner scroll through your phone? Does your partner have your access to your laptop, to your cell phone, and so on? We're taking calls on 086-00-00959. The hashtags on social media are Sidebar Cindy and Kaya FM Talk. So going to the lines, we have Ululama calling us from Johannesburg. Good evening, Lulama, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Cindy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, I'm good. You're speaking to Lulama, yeah? Now, what I think is it depends on the level of your relationship. For example, like for me, now I'm married. But back then, when I was in relationships, just those relationships when you're in university and high school, I never shared my passwords and all of that.
Mm.
But now, since I'm married, but she never forced me, my wife never forced me. Like, I just decided that we decided that together that we're just going to share our things. Even on social media, she has my passwords. I have her own passwords and username. My email, she has access to them. But even when I'm at home, I hardly touch her phone. Like, I don't have anything. I don't snoop around and all of that.
Mm.
And she doesn't do. But what I feel is, like, because there's nothing to hide, even on my phone, I added her fingerprint, and I feel like there's nothing wrong.
Damn,
yeah. So she has access on my phone. I can even tell her, okay, can you please pass my phone or can you check that message? I think it just depends on the level of relationship that you're on.
And then pin your ATM card, don't you?
I even gave her authority, full authority on my account. Yeah, so she has her own card, like, under my account. I gave her full authority, signing powers over my account. There's nothing. But she doesn't, like, it's not like she's moving around.
Yeah.
But it's just for those times when there's an emergency, see, so that she doesn't have, like, let's say maybe something happened to me. It's not a problem that, no, she doesn't even know the password to my phone. She can't even call maybe the ambulance and all of those things.
Okay. No, thank you so much for that, Lulama. Taking calls on 086-00-00959. We have Usindi calling us from Mamelodi. Good evening, Cindy, and welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening. Dr. Cindy.
Yes.
I need to find out, because, like, in my case, my partner, he always carry his phone. His phone is always in his pocket. And it happens that he had two phones. And I figured out that he had the second phone because he was drunk. And I was asking for car keys, and I found this other phone. And I didn't know about the phone. I know that
when you say partner, someone you're married to?
No, it's my partner, like a long term, like,
okay.
We've been 2 years in this relationship, 2.5 years. And every time his phone is underneath his pillow, when you go to the bathroom, he'll take the phone. When I ask him to use the phone, he'll stand here for me to dial. He didn't sometimes dial for me. But my phone is all over. He's got the password of my phone. Sometimes I'll find him on my phone. And because there's nothing that I'm hiding, and I'll see him maybe scrolling my phone, but I don't have a problem. And it, you know what? It actually, that thing, it gave me some hint that there is something that this person is hiding.
Mm.
And it happened that one day when he went out, because in the morning, like, he wakes up early, then I took that phone quickly. He was going to the bathroom. He was thinking that I'm fast asleep.
Oh, no,
then he was
touching
the phone.
Yeah.
So I filled the phone, and I checked the first message that I found the girl saying, Hi, love, can you please call me?
Oh, my word.
So I switched it off, and I left it like that, as if I'm sleeping again, and he came back. And I think this thing happened last week, and when I asked him, he said to me, why did you go through my phone? Why, yes, this is something that you wanted to see. But I said to him, but this is not fair, because you can check my phone anytime, and the reason why, because you were giving me some hint, you were hiding this other phone that I don't know of, and again, you are sleeping with your phone underneath your pillow. You know, seriously.
And this evening, I mean, it lines up with what we're speaking about this evening, which is how much do you share with your partner? Is there such a thing as oversharing? You know, should your partner have access to your phone, to your bank accounts, and so on? We're taking your calls on 086-00-00959. Hashtags on social media are Sidebar Cindy and Kaya FM Talk. Before we went to the break, we had Usindi from Mamelodi just sharing with us how, her partner has two phones, and he sleeps with his phones under his pillow, and she got access to the secret phone that she didn't know about, and she found messages from another lady, and she confronted him about this, and he was angry. So I would just like Leroy to comment on what Cindy said, and then we'll chat about what Steve Harvey was saying. Leroy, you heard the call from Usindi.
Yes.
Okay.
Look, I believe that as I think if I'm going to go out with my partner and we go at the mall and I'm busy checking other women out, and that is considered to be disrespectful and very much it wouldn't sit well with the person that I'm with at that point. I learned that you don't need to be at the mall in today's generation to cheat on your partner. You probably could be sitting on the couch and entertaining a DM or sending a DM or entertaining a WhatsApp text that you shouldn't be entertaining at that particular point in time. So what Cindy is saying is that she has her suspicions, and then while we were off air, I'm busy thinking about this to say that the reason why you would even feel like snooping is because you saw certain things that you didn't like, and the only place you can go to find out if this is true or not is this one thing that this person carries that helps him to communicate with the world even though they are at home. So I feel that if somebody doesn't want to be that transparent and they are always having their phone on them in the toilet, and when you wanna make a call, they are standing right in front of you waiting, yeah, you are done with it, can I have my phone back? It simply shows that there is something that they are hiding. So I think we need to get to a place in our relationships where we become neutral about our expectations and demands. If I am going to want to have access to my girlfriend's phone, I need to be able to give her the same access that I want into her life, because there is no balance. There has to be a balance. It would be very unfair for me to want to know who's calling you at this time of the night, and she doesn't have the right to ask me who's calling me at that particular time of the night. As much as going at the mall and flirting with other people while I am with you is not okay, I don't think it's okay for us to be flirting on our phone. I mean, it's possible for you to be building another relationship while you are watching a movie with your particular partner in question. So the reality here is that we need to grow up as individuals and decide whether or not, do you want to be in a committed relationship? Make your intentions known, because there is no way that you can say you want to be in a committed relationship but you're still acting single inside that particular relationship. There is no way that you would want to have freedom while you are with somebody else. I always say that, yes, we are individuals and we need to maintain our individuality inside the relationships that we are in. But unfortunately, there are certain compromises that need to be made, because this thing called relationships, it takes more than me saying I love you for it to work. So at the ultimate end of the day, having access, it's about how, and we need to find out, when somebody wants to have access to your phone, what is it that happened in their previous relationships that brought about these distrust issues that they have? When they see you on your phone, probably they come from a relationship whereby they were with somebody inside in the bedroom, in bed, and they were busy entertaining someone else, and they went to the shower, like our previous caller mentioned, and they found things that they were suspecting, and now that they see it, it's like we are Jola 99 situation. So reality here is that until we come to a common neutral ground as couples, we don't have a right to be making demands that we are not going to be able to give ourselves. Particularly,
okay, so before we go to calls on 086-00-00959, I'll ask Ubongani Luvalo just to comment on what Steve Harvey was saying. You're listening to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Siwefan Sale. I have Ubongani Luvalo in studio. I have Leroy Dabo on the line. And we're chatting about sharing in relationships. Are you oversharing? Are you undersharing? Does your partner have access to your cell phone, to your bank account, to your laptop? That's what we're discussing on Kai FM 95.9. Bongani, so you heard what Steve Harvey was saying in that clip. You know, what are your thoughts about that?
Everywhere except the bank account. and I think at the end of the day, it will always, that's the comfort they have between the two of them. And maybe it's for purposes of, let me not ask you why you swiped so much. But we know, because I think we might not have heard that both of them know who brings how much to the table, you know. And somebody else must then not think that them walking away with the partner not knowing how much the other one earns, it means it's okay. Others prefer to have joint bank accounts. Others prefer to have their individual accounts, but also contribute to, you know, their livelihoods. And for me, at the end of the day, if there's nothing, I think it's, sometimes you are afraid to accept the truth. If there's something to hide, you are going to hide it. And if there's nothing to hide, you will open yourself to this person that you trust to sleep next to every day. Why must I trust you to sleep next to me every day and not trust you enough for you to have access to my phone. Unless there's something that I think Leroy was saying, that you are sitting on the couch and you're pursuing another relationship at the mall, or you're pursuing another relationship in another town or another province. So at the end of the day, even Cindy herself, she's got to say, these are the red flags. Do I accept the red flags and live with this character and this personality in this house? Or do I choose somebody who would respect and understand this is what I want in this relationship and go and seek that kind of a relationship? Sometimes we just pretend for the sake of not wanting to let go of the 2.5 years that you have spent in a relationship.
Okay, so 086-000-0959, taking calls. We have Alkem calling us from Johannesburg. Good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, and to the listeners. Bong su sharp boy.
I'm good, Olol.
Sharp, I'm done. Guys, here's my question. I want you to listen to my question. It's very simple to me. Oh, actually, it's tricky to me. Probably it might be simple to you. Bongane and I are best friends. I have a partner, my life partner, or my wife. Bongane comes to me and say to me, Alkem, I'm going to tell you something, and I don't want anyone to know about this. Listen to this. I don't want anyone. If he says anyone, that includes my partner. He says to me, Alkem, I'm HIV positive. No one should know about this. Mm. And then here's my question. Do I betray Bongane and allow my partner to know about status saka Bongane? Or do I discuss it with my wife, Uguti? There are sensitive matters or issues in my phone. What do I do in that situation? Actually, last kulum ngokjolo. We're not talking about that ukjolo. Kulumang in this sensitive. Bongane doesn't want anyone to know about this. What do you do in this situation?
The Bible says those who are married, they become one. Just on a light note, but I think, as I said, I think when I started, I said there are things that you've got to discuss with your partner. In my previous employment, I knew the sensitiveness of the information that I carried.
Yeah.
And with that, I have to have a conversation with my partner. This is the space that I find myself in. And with this kind of information and what I'm carrying, it cannot fall in the hands of any other person. And also you then say, if you know, there are partners who can't keep things to themselves.
Yeah.
That kind of information, if I've communicated with you, if it's through WhatsApp, you delete the message.
Yeah.
If it's through an email, you delete the message. If it's a conversation between the two of us, it doesn't have to pass. I think somehow you just have to use your discretion. What is the mode of communication?
Mm.
And from there, you remove that from any other person to have access on that kind of an information.
Yeah, and I'll just pitch in there as well, Alkem. I mean, I'm a medical doctor. I work primarily in the field of HIV. I have apps on my phone that see me patients' results and so on. I have a password on my phone. No one has access to my phone, primarily for that. I mean, the Poppy Act, if my phone was to get into the wrong hands and all these results were to be made public, I would get into very big trouble. So my family understands that. My husband understands this. My kids understand this. No one touches my phone for that reason. I do a lot of work on social media, counseling people on via WhatsApp and via DMs. Now, Con, if those things were to leak, there'd be problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so I think in your case, if you're dealing with such sensitive information, then nobody should have access to your phone.
And the level of maturity.
And what?
Yeah. And on another hand, how do I explain that to my wife? I mean, it's just Bongane. He knows Bongane. Bongane is my friend. And all of a sudden, before she used to touch my phone. All of a sudden, I come to her and say, baby, this is the situation. And I don't even give her the details that it's because of A, B, and C. I'm just saying the sensitive information.
No, but I'm saying it depends on your line.
Remember,
yes,
I'm just an ordinary guy.
With your situation, it depends on the. I'm saying I think Dr. Cindy is saying the same thing. I'm saying in my previous employment, there were levels of trust on information, and if you are not in that field, I don't think it's something that can say your partner can't come through your phone. If there are messages that you are sharing amongst friends, if it's not supposed to land on anyone, it might not even be your wife. Your phone can be hacked. you know, and that information can be made public. So what is the best thing to do? After you have consumed what you have been sent by your friend, you delete the message, and so that you move on, you know, so that you don't have to keep on explaining yourself and find yourself in a compromising position where you end up saying, no, but Bongani does not want to be known that he's HIV. Because sometimes you don't intend to say it, but also if you're trying so hard to explain yourself, you'll end up literally giving away the information.
Yeah.
So if you are not in the field that requires you to have so much secrecy, then you do not have much to explain. You just have to consume whatever you are sent and delete it.
Yeah, I think Ubongani is making a good point. Mukolisi from Joburg, thank you so much for holding and welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening, Dr. Cindy. Good evening to your guest in studio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I've got an interesting one. In my previous relationship, you know, issues around privacy were quite sensitive. And that, of course, I had obviously seen other people in the past, and my partner happened to have gone through my phone and found sensitive information. But fast forward to the relationship I'm in now, which is quite exclusive. We trust each other around our phones, you know, when it comes to issues of access to information, whether it's laptop or it's the phone, we're able to share that information. And it's not really about fiddling into each other's private spaces. It's really an issue of if a message comes through, or if there's a particular video or, you know, whatever it is that we want to share on the phone, one can be able to say, please pass me my phone, or can I quickly use yours, or whatever the situation is. It goes to as far as if she needs, she's a photographer and a filmmaker.
Yeah.
If she needs to use my phone for whatever reason, and I'd leave it, you know, I'd go to work and she'd tell me, oh, how do I make use of this? Even with her, she'd sometimes forget her phone at my plate. She's got another one, and she'd say, no, I'll pick it up tonight. So it's not really such a thing that, you know, she's so pressed, she's uncomfortable and anxious that she left her phone behind. No, life does go on, and we're able to trust each other on that. And then we've made it a rule, you know, whether it's an agreement, whether it was written down or anything like that, that this is how we're going to approach our relationship. You know, when it comes to sharing of information, whether it's access or personal information, we speak a lot about ideas on businesses and what to do next. So we trust each other that we have to even support each other on those. So information sharing is something that we've seen as an important tool that can either break the relationship or perhaps improve on the sustainability and the health of the relationship. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that, Mkolisi. Coming back to social media, the hashtag is SideboardCindy. Upusileto says, I honestly believe there's a difference between privacy and secrecy. We know each other's passwords to everything that has one, and we respect each other's space and privacy. Leroy? Leroy. Yeah, so coming back to you and just all the comments that have come through around this sharing, I think a lot of what's coming through on social media, there seems to be a strong feeling that if someone is not sharing their password, they have something to hide.
To hide, yes. Look, I'll go back to saying that before we put a whole lot of rules in relationships, let us strengthen the muscle of relationship first. Meaning, let's make sure that the taking care of one another is taken care of. Let's make sure that the thinking about one another is taken care of. Let us put ourselves in a position whereby I would not allow myself to do things to you that I wouldn't want you to do to me. And the whole concept of being in an exclusive, committed relationship calls for issues to be transparent, financial issues. And then I'm a sole believer that my partner should know just how much I'm making, because when they know how much I'm making and how much we're spending, there wouldn't be unnecessary demands. So my issue with that is that I agree with that phones should be only in exclusive, committed relationships, because I can't be meeting you and we've only been dating. We are dating. We have not even agreed that this is exclusive. We have not even agreed. We don't even know which direction this relationship is going. We are not even committed to a common purpose of growth. So I believe that let's agree on the growth of growing the relationship together. Let us understand that there are things that I wouldn't like you to do that would hurt me. And if I found you doing what ABCD, I would be totally destroyed. Mm-hmm. Because when you are with somebody, you totally open yourself up to them. So how do I open my heart and open my body and open my bank account, but I can't open my phone? There should be some questioning that happens right about that. So let us be intentional about building a relationship. So before we put a bunch of rules, let's ask a question. Are we in a relationship or am I in a relationship? Because sometimes you love somebody who's not loving you, and you are in a relationship by yourself. That's why now you are alone. And now that's why I can answer your phone, but you don't have access to my phone. You know I know your parents, but you don't know my parents. So there has to be a balance of activities on both equations. That if you have a password to my phone, let me have a password to your phone, and let's agree. Now, if social media is going to cause this relationship to break, let's rather stay away. Mm-hmm. If I don't know your password and I see you on your phone now and then, I have issues in me, and I'm asking, who are you talking to? What are they talking about? Because now and you keep switching off and coming back. So now I need to know. So and then if I give you access, can I trust that you're not going to abuse the access at the end of the day? So at the ultimately, the point that I'm trying to make here is that in relationship, let us build a relationship and allow one another to have a balanced view of things. Because one thing cannot happen on this side and it doesn't happen on that side. And ultimately, if somebody does one thing that you don't like, question is, why do we keep allowing people to do things why do we keep allowing ourselves to do things to people that we wouldn't like them to do to us? So let us build relationship and make it intentional. So when relationship is more relationship-able, if there's such a way, rules will take care of themselves, and that is just the truth of it. But if we're going to put a bunch of rules in a space where the relationship does not have the muscle or the capacity to capacitate the rules, at the end of the day, we become frustrated and burdened by that which we should be doing out of love, and now we start doing things out of obligation.
And I'm also chatting to Ubongani Luvalo. He's part of the Cool Dads Foundation, and we've been having this chat about that. You know, are you sharing a lot? Is there such a thing as sharing a lot? And it's interesting how my guests keep emphasizing, you know, the seriousness of a relationship. You can share posts and so on if the relationship is serious or it looks like it's going to be serious. I don't know how I feel about that, whether you're married or not. I mean, if you guys are in a relationship and you feel good, you must be transparent. You know, marriage or no marriage, engaged or not, if you've discussed it, if it's on the table and you both agree, then you must do it.
Go for it. Mm. No, I agree. As I'm saying, you've got to understand, I think even Leroy was talking about the capacity, the relationship being capacitated to carry the capacity. But are you guys at a matured state of a relationship where you guys would not fiddle and, you know, overuse the information? As you have said, you're in the medical space, you know. And if I get access to that, and for some reason, I think the mantle that reflects as a result that you have received on your app, you know, am I matured enough to walk away from that so that I do not compromise you? You know, you having an access to my statement, financial bank account, we now sit and say, what was I swiping at Doppio Zero? What was I swiping at McDonald's? Because I never spoke about going to a McDonald's. Mm. You know, so that's where, so it must not be a place where you start brewing fights, you know. But if you are matured about it, you'll use the phone as and when there's emergency or there's nothing that you understand or you want to use to make a phone call and so on, then that's good. But if you're going to be a spiteful person and you're going to be immature about the things that are available on that, whether it be a phone or be it a laptop, then you don't have a good person to share that space with, you know. But also even social media, you might not necessarily have a password, but us being friends, do I allow you to be a friend, you know, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, because of I might be commenting on your status and now somebody decides to just like the status and pass and screen grab, then in the evening it becomes now a point of discussion at a negative, you know, element. So it's a question of how matured are you in this relationship and how far can you trust each other with either sensitive or unsensitive issues that would be available for discussion.
Okay, so taking your calls on 086-000-959. You can SMS on 36959. And please don't forget to use the hashtag SideBartCindy and KFM Talk so that we can see your tweets and we can read them. Leroy, you know, at what stage of a relationship do you think this conversation should happen?
I think when we have both agreed that, well, first of all, this is a relationship, when we have put a label on it, you know, that this is a relationship, and purely because you have extracted proper data from the person that you are dating, that you can handle their craziness, their moods, their work ethic, their loving and kindness, and their rudeness at that particular moment in time. When we have defined that this is where we want to see ourselves, and this is where we are growing, and then we identify what could be hindrances for us to get to that place. Yeah, no, this going out of yours until the following day is not going to work for us to get to where we want to be. So we cut down on going out. This drinking of yours, you know, but now we are having a conversation. We are building a relationship now. The problem is that people love to make demands before they have put their agenda on the table to say, baby, I love you, I want to be with you, I want to build a life with you. But there are certain things that you do that I don't think they will help us to grow whatever it is that we are trying to grow. You drink. I don't have a problem with you drinking, but can we, instead of drinking the whole 24 pack, can you keep it to a minimum 12? Instead of drinking the whole bottle in jail of whiskey, can you just take shots now and then? Mm-hmm. And then if you're okay with it, because now we are building a relationship. The issue here is building a relationship, because the conversation we are having boils down to a woman who's a single mother and meets a guy that she loves. And the question is, how soon should I introduce the child to the guy? Mm-hmm. As soon as you have made demands and you have put your expectations on the table, and you see that this person has the muscle and capacity to live up to these things that you put on the table. So we cannot be entering each other's private spaces if we are not going to handle each other at moments of our most, at the moment of our sensitivity and fragileness. So until we decide this is a relationship, this is where we're trying to go, and what is it that is going to help us to get there, and what are those hindrances that are going to come? Now I have an issue with people who answer their phone in the toilet. So I know that my partner has an issue with me answering the phone in my toilet. I'll answer the phone in front of her. Mm-hmm. And should it be? And then you open up to say, are you allowed to ask me who I was talking to at 7:30 in the evening, or who was calling at 11:30 mm-hmm. in the evening? Let us have a relationship that is not that thing. It's not abusing, but allows us to be ourselves, but mutually respecting one another in the flow of building a relationship.
Yeah. And look, and a measure of autonomy is important in relationships. So going back to social media, the hashtag is SideBartCindy. Usamu Gelisiwe says, I shared a password with a former partner. It was all good until he would track my Uber trips and would call, stating he's outside where I am. It all goes with trust and the status of the relationship. So this is a situation where the sharing, you know, went wrong. Mm-hmm. So here's this guy who is now probably stalking her.
Mm-hmm. Paranoia. It does have its own advantages and disadvantages. And also the type of work, if you're in IT, and you are able to, one friend, I think when we were doing project management, not a friend, but a colleague when we were studying project management, he would track, you know, group members where they are, you know, if you submitted an apology. So he would talk about triangulating. So if you said, no, I can't come, I'm in hospital, and the hospital is supposed to be in Rosebank, he would triangulate. So if your location or the tower that indicates that you are connecting to with your phone doesn't say Rosebank, then you would have lied to us, you know. So I learned how to triangulate, you know. But it's a question of, do you then use that for your own paranoia and your discomfort, or do you use that when somebody says they are, you know, being kidnapped, or so that you can come to the rescue? So it's a question of, how do you use this information at your disposal? Sure. And unfortunately, the partner decided to use it to, you know, enlarge his jealousy and feed his ego to say, why are you not here? You said you are here. He always tries to prove himself right or wrong. And that is what I'm talking about. Say, there is a danger for an unmatured person who does not have a muscle and the capacity to carry a relationship, because if you start using that information to negatively contribute towards your relationship, and you've got nobody else to blame but yourself, because of I have given you access, and what you do with that it's totally up to you. So if I've got access to your medical records or something like that, if I then start asking you at a negative light, then you are not responsible. I'm the one who's responsible because of I'm starting to consume this in the bad light and contribute to our relationship in a negative way.
Yeah, and something that I also want to say is that if you've been in a relationship where, you know, there was issues around phones and confidentiality and trust and so on, I think it's only fair to let your next partner know that I come from a situation like this where cell phones were kept under pillows, I had no access to phones and so on. So in this relationship, I'd like us to be more open. I think it's fair to say that at the beginning.
At the beginning.
So that, so that your future partner can say whether they can do that or not.
Of course, not only the phone, I mean, your previous relationship, your work life, your family issues. If you are known to be the one that everyone comes to dump their issues from the family perspective, the person must know that in my phone, these are the kind of things I carry.
Mm.
And if we go to that space of giving each other access to that information, you should know that you are going to live with the burden of that information because of any information carries its own burden.
And I mean, look, families have secrets as well. I mean, there's just some stuff that you don't really have to share, you know, with your partner, especially if it's family stuff. I don't think you have to share everything.
Of course. But there are those. But if you start snooping around, or I've given you access to my phone, but now you start going to a family group or going to conversations with my mother or my aunt, or you should know that the burden of the information that you have received, I'm not responsible for that.
Okay. So, Leroy, coming back to you, as we wrap up the show, we've heard a lot, you know, a lot of guys have called in and so on, but I'm still haunted by Cindy's call, you know, Cindy Osima Melody. So just some words of wisdom for anyone who has decided to go through their partner's phone or access their emails and finds what they were looking for, you know. What would you advise in such a circumstance?
Look, if you don't tell them, having their PIN or not is not going to help. The issue here is that you don't trust them. And our gut feeling has served us right most of the time. And people who are found on cheaters writing in and going there and wanting to know what their partners are up to, 99.9% of the time they find that their partners are cheating. So your suspicions need to come to a place of a conversation. Let your partner know how you are feeling about his activities. No, I don't like it when you answer your phone.
Her activities.
I have no idea.
Her
activities. I get around with a guy, my God. So the issue here is that your gut feeling has never been wrong. Yes, there are places and times where it has served you wrong, but most of the time it has proven that God is not a fool to give us intuition and instinct and all of these things. So the reality here is that if you think there's something wrong, most of the time there is something wrong. And then snooping, and you end up finding out or that which you had issues and concerns about is really true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the challenge as well is that the confrontation, the person that has been caught out will always react in anger. So what then?
Yes. Look, that's what you need to decide, that am I going to choose my mental peace and am I going to love myself above this situation enough so that I can separate myself from it? Because most people don't like to deal with rejection. I understand it's painful, and we don't want to deal with the fact that the person that I love with everything that I have is cheating on me or is seeing someone else. And now we start beating ourselves up and trying to do 10 times more so that we can win their favor. If they have decided they want to be with someone else while they are with you, that should give you a proper green light to say, am I staying or going? It's really up to you at the end of the day. But the reality here is that if somebody is going to be doing things but you're not talking to them, don't expect them to be a prophet when they see you in a mood now. Tell them on the spot to say, Leroy, I don't like this thing of yours of answering calls at 1 a.m. in the morning. I understand you deal with people, but what kind of a person doesn't understand office hours?
Okay. No, thank you so much, Loretta. We're looking forward to your next book. I know you're launching it soon. When is the launch?
The launch is on the 7th of September at Enco Theatre in Hatfield. The book is Confessions of an Absent Father.
Okay. No, thank you so much for joining us on SciPod, Cindy. Bongani.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. 30 seconds. What do you have to say in conclusion?
Yeah, I think let's deal with the realities. We know and understand when a person reacts in a harsh and loud voice, there is something that they're hiding, and you've got to decide if you want to continuously babysit issues and always find yourself frustrated and wondering and waiting for the day of confirmation. That which you're suspecting and your partner does not give you comfort in their explanation, then you are no longer going to blame them, but you must blame yourself because of you have chosen to continue with the roller coaster in that space.
Thank you so much, Bongani Luvalo from the Cool Dads Foundation. In closing, I'm going to read a tweet from Quinza. Privacy is quite essential in relationships. For some reason, people think you forfeit that by being in a relationship. That said, there's a thin line between privacy and secrecy. The former has to be respected and the latter has to be avoided.
Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.